The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, girl, hey. Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I am Taylor. Joining me today, my bestie, it's been too long, Stassi Schroeder. Hey, girl, hey.
Wait, what the fuck? It really has been a long time since I went on your podcast.
I know. I know.
Oh, no. Maybe January when you were in town. I guess it's not that long.
Yeah, but we missed an entire month. That's not fair.
Yeah, no, I know.
You do mine all the month.
You know what? I could return the favesies.
Well, now that we're both in the Dear Media family, bitch.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yes.
Yet another secret.
I know.
I've held on to. I am a good secret keeper.
Yeah, and you guys, I don't think actually think people even know that I've been with Dear Media secretly now since like October.
Literally.
But I didn't want to do my relaunch, my refresher, my revamping, my rebranding. I didn't want to do it until like I was over the hardest part of the postpartum hump. I was like, I'm not gonna like give birth and then like do a photo shoot and then like have the energy to fucking no. I need mama needs time. So I've been with Dear Media for a while now. I'm just here. It is the new revamp. I feel so free. I have literally like Taylor. The way you know we've talked about this so much. The way I was like, I'm so over my podcast. Like I bore myself.
Yeah,
I bore. myself. Something needs to change.
With the exception of Pop Culture Hour.
Pop Culture Hour.
With me,
yeah.
Obviously.
We're still going to do that. I don't even know if we'll call it Pop Culture Hour because I just don't need it to be so fucking serious.
So
I'm not
formal.
Curing diseases. I'm just talking into a microphone about dumb shit, okay? It doesn't need to be formal. Doesn't need to be so structured.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I feel fucking great.
I'm so excited. Like just getting back to this like stream of consciousness and just, you know.
Yes.
Just like messy, unhingedness.
Yes. Because like, you know, there's just this vibe of like there's so many podcasts out there and we're all interviewing the same guests,
literally,
doing the same thing. And like, do people care? If they do, great. But like, I need to do what I want to do.
Exactly.
People care about what other people are passionate about, to quote La La Land.
And you are passionate about you.
Myself.
And I am passionate about me. And that's why we are best friends.
Yeah.
Because we understand deep-rooted narcissism.
Yeah.
It's truly what makes us good at what we do. I remember when I was at Sirius. Have I ever mentioned that I worked there? My biggest fear is someday everybody's going to go over there and I'm going to feel like I'm on an island.
Bye.
Bye. So I was at Sirius and I worked with Kenny, my producer, but I also worked with this woman named and she was my quote unquote news girl. Okay. But was smarter than me. She read more than me. She knew everything more than me. And allegedly, in my opinion, like she was there to take me down. Okay. She wanted her own show. And so she did.
Wait, is this a real person that we're talking about?
Yeah, but we were on the air. It's not like a secret. Maybe we'll bleep her name. Okay. But it's not that hard to figure out who she is.
This just felt very okay.
That's why I said alleged in my opinion.
Okay. No, but you just like, you didn't even hesitate to name the name.
She allegedly tried to get me fired every time I was on vacation. It was like, the show is so much better without Taylor, called Wake Up with Taylor.
Okay. Right.
So I remember thinking, I can read all the books. I can read every news story under the sun, but she's honestly just smarter than me. If I'm nothing if not self-aware, okay? She knows her weaknesses. And so I said, you know what? What's the one thing this bitch doesn't know more than me? And I said, me. So yes. I started to just tell stories about me. And
yes, it's the one thing you can't take from us, and it's the one thing that you can't replicate.
Right.
You can't replicate. So in this industry, in a lot of industries,
yeah,
when there are so many people doing the same sort of things, you have to dig deep down and say, what is it that I offer and I alone offer?
Yes.
And that is just me, my thoughts, my life, the things that I love. That's it. That's the only thing that sets me apart from everybody else.
Being completely self-absorbed. That's our brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that for us. And I'm so excited you're getting back to your roots. And the fact that it's with Dear Media. The way, Dear Media, I want 10% of all these deals. Because the way I ride for you guys, I really do. And it's genuine. I love the company. I've been here now. Tay, how long have I been with Dear Media? Fuck. 5 years?
A while. 5 years,
I love them.
I feel like.
I'm not an OG, but I'm not an OG. And so I'm just saying.
You know what it feels like?
Welcome to the
fam. It feels like we're like part of the same Hogwarts house.
Like literally. I'm a Hufflepuff.
You are. I'm a Ravenclaw. But it feels like we're both Slytherin. You know? And we get to like hang out together, be part of the same crew, do the same, you know, like.
Don't know a word you said, but totally.
Okay. Yeah.
Is Slytherin cool?
Slytherin, they're the evil ones, but I was trying to give us an edge.
Got you.
Just
cool.
Now.
Good. Amazing.
You know, they're not all evil. Like, I just need, Harry Potter fans, don't come for me. Okay? Like, I know they're, like, not all evil. They're still, like, good people in Slytherin. They're just, they're very ambitious. They will do anything to get what they want. They're smart.
Okay.
They're cunning.
Love.
You know, that's, the snake is their representation. You know, and like, that's their little thing.
And like the Hufflepuffs, like Mr. Potato Head is our mascot. Like Hufflepuff feels very losery. And I
No, they're a good time.
Oh.
Hufflepuffs are a good time.
Okay. And what about Ravenclaws?
In my opinion, that's what Ravenclaws are intelligent and thoughtful. Lame. Honestly.
And what's the other one?
Gryffindor.
No one wants to be that, right?
No, that's what everybody wants to be.
Why?
Because it's like the best one. They're courageous and brave and stand up for what's right.
Oh, who has time? Who wants to be hashtag brave? What an exhausting existence.
100%. Bo's like so proud that he's a Gryffindor. And I was just like, you know what? I kind of think it's lame. I think it's lame.
Well, I'm so excited you're here. And I'm so excited that we can talk about it. I really do. I am a good secret keeper. And you know,
100%.
It's been an insecurity of mine forever. Not because I tell secrets, but because I get scared that I just talk so much for a living that I'm worried.
You forget.
I'm worried that sometimes
I
say stuff, yes, that I don't mean to say. And it makes me, I'm in a full blown panic all the time. So every time one of your, you know, and they're never bad secrets.
And there's still so many secrets you're holding for me. Not bad ones. I just realized that like you're full of my secrets.
Yeah, her hair is full of Stassi secrets.
Truly.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I hope I'm a real, I hope you appreciate.
The cross you carry for me.
Really? She's exhausted. And the way that people also just ask me like heads up, I'm also a terrible liar. So if you are bold and brazen enough to ask me the secret, or like if you think like I'm fucked, like do you know I've had to bold face lie to people? I remember, so, and your secrets aren't the only secret. I've had to keep Claudia's secrets. So when Claudia was on Ozempic, she didn't talk about it for a year, which was her fucking right. You know what I mean? But we were in that, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It was like, just like Ozempic hunters.
Everyone's witch hunt. It was like the Ozempic witch hunt.
It was.
It was a weird time.
It was a weird time. So I remember I was with somebody who now I'm also like, I'm going to keep that secret for them. But okay. I was hanging out with somebody and they point motherfucking blank, like looked at me and they were like, so is Claudia on it? And I was like, and I didn't know what to say.
What did you say? How'd you do it? How'd
I was
you work
like,
around it?
I go, I don't know. I go, I don't know. And this person was like, motherfucking bullshit, you don't know. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Let me out of it. If I say I don't know, leave me alone. So
okay,
I was
so
like,
basically you confirmed it.
But I don't know. And then this person said, then I felt like, though, I'm like, I'm allowed to lie to this person, like, full on, because, like, they're pushing me. And I was like, I mean, one would make assumptions, but I don't ask people questions about their medical health.
That was your answer?
That was my
answer. Oh, my God.
Answer.
You don't ask your best friend about her. You're that. You gave it away. That was the worst. That was the worst excuse. Actually, actually, can't think of a worse response.
Now, are you scared to tell me your secrets? What should I say? What would you do in that situation?
If someone asked me, if you you've been open about being on Ozempic. Let's say you weren't.
Right.
If somebody asked me, I would have been like, no, she would have told me that if she was.
Wow, real, you really, really lie.
To protect you. And the right. thing is I'm a horrible liar. Beau literally makes fun of me all the time. But to protect someone else.
You have to give it
your
all.
I can fucking do it. What? I have to commit and be direct. And I don't, I think the reason why I'm bad at lying is because it makes me feel icky. But if I'm lying on behalf of somebody else,
yes.
I don't feel like I'm being icky. So I can fucking do it. Like, I can commit.
I mean, I did it. I went to HIPAA, okay? I worked in my dad's medical office for years. I was like, HIPAA violation. Yeah, I was like, no, I don't ask people questions like that. So I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but I don't know because I don't ask questions like that. And then when it came out, the person, I will say when she did like come out about it and I did see the person shortly thereafter, they didn't even bring it up. Like they didn't say like, you lied to me. They were just like, they let it go. So I appreciated that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was, it was all good.
Faux show.
But man, but no, but there are some times where people ask me questions about you and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And then you like, it's announced and then people get mad at me. Like, they're like, I can't believe you would lie to me. I'm like, I can't believe you would put me in this position.
Yeah. For you know? Sure. You know, people are annoying. Can't everyone just like, you know, just no. Cause like, I like to dig too. So, you know, I'm annoying too. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it all.
I just need to get better at lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should just play possum and just like fall on the ground for time having a medical emergency.
I need to give you a list of quotes of things to memorize.
Please.
For certain questions that people ask you.
Oh, I would love that. Actually, that'd be quite helpful.
I think that would be helpful for
you. I could get some cliff notes how to navigate these troubled waters.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. In case you don't know, Taylor Farms chopped salad kits are so incredible. They deliver the freshest, best tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. Honey, talk about a taste of Taylor. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits defy boring in every bag with over 30 flavors. Yeah, 30 flavors. Each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings and dressings to deliver the best tasting flavor forward salad kits. Listen, when I usually used to hear salad in a bag, salad kits, I'd be like, not for me. It's limp. It's sad. It's depressing and it's not satisfying at all. But Taylor Farms, oh my God, so much chopping, so much crunch. It's giving country club salad. If you know, you know. The Asiago kale chop kit, amazing. I mean, we eat it like at least a few times a week in this house. But my new love is their wedge salad kit. Oh, the way I love a wedge. But like, who has the time to make it on their own? The ingredients, the chopping, the dressing. It's hard. But with Taylor Farms, there's no need for a knife for this delicious twist on a steakhouse favorite. So they start with crisp romaine lettuce, chopped broccoli stalk, red and savory cabbage, green onion and carrots, and then they top it all off with crispy fried onions. And then they add crumbles of smoky bacon and traditional steakhouse seasoning. And they finish it off with a drizzle of their decadent blue cheese dressing. Honey, she delivers. And on top of being delicious, they really are a convenience meets freshness. The salads are pre-washed, pre-cut, and totally ready to enjoy. So whether you're a busy professional or a home chef, Taylor Farms salads make eating healthy a breeze. Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now, back to the podcast. Well, I'm just so excited we can shout it from the rooftop. Welcome to the sorority. It feels like a sorority, kind of. Like, you know, like I was never like a sit with us.
I was never a sorority girl. Did I ever tell you that story?
Please tell. I feel like it's in the recesses of my brain, but like, go ahead. You know, she loves a repeat.
When I was at Loyola Marymount, I had two girl roommates. They were both in the same sorority. And they were like, everyone wants you in our sorority. Like, you have to be in our sorority. And I was like, no. And I'm not rushing. I'm not doing that. I'm not, like, going to, like, go and audition and prove myself and let other girls judge whether I'm cool enough. You're out of your fucking mind if you think I'm going to do that. And they're like, no, we already got it okayed that, like, you don't have to rush. All you have to do is come to this barbecue that they're throwing so you can meet everyone, and then, like, you'll be in. And I'm like,
you don't have to audition.
I'm like, okay. I was like, all right, I guess. So I go to this barbecue. There's no alcohol. Ugh. People are decorating fucking cookies. Ugh. Someone comes up to me and starts asking me about, like, my dad and, like, what he does for a living. And I was like, you know what? Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off with your dumb sorority. I'm not soberly decorating cookies and answering questions about my parents' careers for you. Thank you for this opportunity and allowing me not to go through the whole rush thing, but, like, I don't want it. Like, I don't want to be a part of something where, like, you guys judge whether, like, I'm cool enough to be here. So, like, we left and went to a bar.
So, okay, fine. We're not a sorority, okay? We're the mafia.
Yes.
Appealing to your sensibilities. You're correct.
Thank
you're welcome.
You. Thank yes. you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
So, wait. A couple things. So, A, it's just called Stassi.
Stassi.
Loves it.
This is why. Because, I view it as an extension of myself. You know, the way we have Instagram, our social media, and it's just our names, our handles. My podcast, it's just another extension of me. It's another, almost like, it's another Instagram. So just fucking, it's just Stassi. It doesn't need a kitschy name. It doesn't, like, you know, I'm over that. And also, man, like, no one's done it before, so.
Not you leaving me here alone with Taste of Taylor. You've betrayed me. I'm telling all your secrets. Oh my God, fucking Taste of Taylor. The way Dear Media at this point is like, change it, please, whatever you want to do, please. But I'm a puss and I'm scared. But, well, speaking of which, so I need your help. So, because you are the queen of photo shoots. So much versatility. Sometimes it's just so simple and straightforward. Other times you're like fucking in Versailles. Like, you really, the way you do a photo shoot is unparalleled. And so I need your help, because my artwork is 15,000 years old.
Yes, and I would be happy to help, because one of my favorite things is to creative direct. I hate the photo shoot part where we have to take the photos, but I fucking love the putting together of what the theme and vibe and look and aesthetic is going to be for a photo shoot.
Okay.
It is maybe like, it brings me so much joy, the same amount of joy that I feel like when I watch like Downton Abbey. It's like that joy equal. Okay. So I would be honored, thrilled, ecstatic, over the moon to help creative direct
maybe
your new artwork.
You know what? Maybe we'll just like schedule it for
Unraveling Rich Woman.
Oh my God. What would that look like? It's so fabulous. Yes. That's the brand.
Unraveling Rich Woman. It has to give that energy, but not be so obvious and cheesy. We don't need props and shit. We can find a way to do it in a way that's classy and chic.
I do want a cigarette.
And modern.
I want cigarette and I want like really dark mascara under my eyes. Cause you know, that's actually on brand for me. I always have mascara under my fucking eyes.
So you want to be campy?
I do want to be campy. Okay.
All right. Ooh. If you want to be campy, then we'll be campy. Then we can lean in.
I want to do full on fucking ballroom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Should we shoot it out in LA or can you remotely curate?
I think this would just be like a really wonderful excuse for you.
I knew you were going to say that. But for real.
LA.
Well, because I feel like I need you on set. Like,
yeah, 100%. And no, like, absolutely. Listen, these things take a little bit of time. So like, yeah, you're going to come to LA and we're going to do it in LA.
And you like know who the photographer will be and the space and
well,
style.
We can figure all of that out.
I mean, I'm used to just going on ASOS.com and pulling my own looks.
But ASOS is fine. Like, I literally, for my artwork today, for my new podcast, I literally just quickly got my jeans and a button-down shirt. Like, that was
the easiest part.
That was the easiest, yeah. We'll do this. We'll do this. You just have to start. You can't even think about those specifics yet because we need to make the mood board first.
Okay. Who taught you this?
I just instinctively have always known. It's just my inner wisdom that I was born with.
It's called talent. Did you pick up these skills when you were pretending to be a party planner?
A party planner? The way that I convinced myself I was a party planner on Vanderpump Rules, I didn't think of it as like, I'm pretending. I convinced myself I was a party planner. What a time to be alive.
Ooh, we can even do like a Patreon video. Oh, now everything's firing. Now I'm excited about it. I've been dreading it because I'm like, what do I even do? I'm like, I'm going to end up wearing like a Marie Antoinette dress with cigars in my hand because I'm just going to copy from my best friends.
No, we're not. It's an N-O. Are we going to change your name? We're going to change it, right?
We could.
We're changing it.
We could. We could totally do a revamp. We've discussed
Taylor,
it.
I don't think Taste of Taylor needs to be Taste of Taylor anymore.
I know. I'm with you.
I think there is a name there.
I told
and I know you.
Remember
thought,
when
yes.
we
and
went
I
on
really
a rich,
like it.
Rich mom walk? You really do like it?
Yes, I really do like it. And so I just think that it's time. It's time. Let's work
okay.
on it.
Okay. And done. Speaking of that video, that trailer, if you will, the right. release that you did with Dear Media was, I mean, give the woman an Emmy. It's
Wait, no,
so good.
Can I just say, though?
Please.
Dear Media came up with that idea.
It's brilliant.
And then they brought it to me and I was like, that is such a fucking great idea. And they're like, okay, what props do you want us to bring? I'm like, no, I have to bring the props. I'm like, I have to bring my things.
The headphones?
I have to make...
I really didn't realize how iconic and legendary your headphones are. Like, the
and
second
like
I was
literally
like...
9 years old.
Headphones! Those fucking blue. Like, shaped like some weird sort of, like... octagon.
I like refuse to get new ones and everyone makes fun of me. Like people who know about audio yeah. are like, yeah. you're a loser. You're a loser for your headphones. And I just can't get rid of them.
No,
they're a part of who I am.
They're like made by like Tonka Toys. They're like,
I don't
insane.
Even know
they're
if
like
the company
pretend.
Is like open anymore. They are. It's like pretend. I don't think this company exists.
It was just so good. What was that? What was that glass thing that you had that like my, looked like an award?
My obelisk? Oblique? How do you have to say that word? O-B-E-L-I-S-K.
Oblique.
No. Anyway, I have one in my living room and it's just like a part of my, it's always a part of my living room. It's in my living room on my coffee table.
It is.
And I have another one. So it just felt right to bring a little bit of my home in.
And your rosé and your fucking wallpaper. I died.
My Harry Potter wand.
Oh, right.
My Harry Potter wand.
Uh-huh. It was really good. I literally had full body chills. And I knew it was coming. I was like, I'm shocked. That's how good it was. It made me forget that I knew. And I was surprised.
Thanks. That's great.
Well, I'm so psyched about it. So congrats and welcome.
Thank you. Thank
just
you,
like,
honey.
Having like just all my faves people around me, it makes me so happy.
I know. No, that's always the best vibe. Like if you can find a way to live while working with your friends and the people mm-hmm. you love most,
yes.
then you have life figured out.
You have won.
Yeah, you've won.
It's so true. It's so true. Wait. So we're winning, but we're also losing. I have a crazy story I have to tell you because I just need you okay. to help me, I don't know, emotionally unpack it. I feel very uncomfortable. Yeah. But I also okay. know that something happened to you that was emotionally traumatic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And physically hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Physically hurtful. But I also, I broke the law. I was a rebel.
What did you do?
I had a crazy day last week. You go first.
Okay. So we are babysitting Allie, my sister-in-law's dog, Brinkley. We die for
always.
Him.
I feel like y'all always are.
We are. So, you know, as you know, we don't have walls in our apartment. We have right. a door that goes to the laundry room, but it's very big. It used to be my office. And then we have a bathroom door, two bathroom doors. Those are the only, like, rooms with doors that exist. Our bedroom has curtains that close it, okay?
Right.
And the dog does have like a crate that he sleeps in and we put it in the laundry room, but we like don't close the door.
Did the dog fall off the thing?
We don't know. We don't close his crate door because it gives him anxiety. And we don't like close the door to the laundry room because that's abusive. That's negligence, okay? So
right.
we just let him like free flow, but he's very well trained and he like never really leaves his cage or his crate. So Tay and I, you know what? I've been watching Couple to Thruple and
what's that?
It's a show about people who want
on
to
what?
Go from being in a two-person relationship to like inviting a third.
Why the you out of all people.
Girl, I know. I started watching it when we were in St. Bart's. I know.
Why would you ever put something so triggering on?
I think I'm so fascinated by it because it's like so outside the parameters of anything I would be interested in. Like, I'm like, who are these people? What like makes them tick? And it's wild because like, I start off being like, everybody here is whacked out of their mind. And I actually really like the majority of like the couples that came in. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I love them. Oh my God, yes, let's get dinner, drinks. But, and even the singles, there's amazing singles. There's some iffy people, but the majority of the people, like, I actually like. So I've been committed to it. But like, something, my takeaway from it is not that I want a threesome, okay? Way too jealous for that. My takeaway is that I'm like, it's very important to be like, I think in my mind, I'm like, wow, I'm so happy Tay doesn't want to have a threesome or be in a throuple. I really should try to have more sex with her.
Oh, when I do my duties, my wifely duties as much as I possibly can, because I know I feel very lucky that I have a husband that is, that treats me so well and that aligns with everything that I am. Do you know what I mean? So like even if I don't, am not in the mood, I have to make the effort. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love my wife so much. So like, if I have to like start trying harder, I'm going to do that, you know, because at least she hasn't asked me to be in a throuple.
Yeah.
And I really don't want her to anytime soon. So we...
How does this have to do with a dog?
Correct. So the first day that like this past weekend, it was Saturday. And so we were like, we're in the mood. Let's do it. He was in the bedroom. And so we were like, what's protocol? Like, do we bring him downstairs and lock him in a room? That feels really abusive. So we were like,
he's a dog. He's fine being locked in a room for a little while. Well, abusive.
Well, we brought him downstairs and then we like got romantic. You know, I can't talk about sex, right? It like freaks me out.
Yeah. Fine.
So, but then he like found his way into the room, but he was like not on the bed. He was just like in the room. Okay. So we were like, and he was quite polite. Like he looked away. Like he understands the assignment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it seemed fine. So then the next day we were like, we should do it again. Right. But this time he was in the room, but it's like, oh, we're going to walk him down just for him to come back up to the room. Like give me a break, whatever. So we're doing it.
Okay.
And then
I just need to tell you right here, like, it's not abusive to lock your dog in a room for a little while.
Wait, so
it's
is
not.
Is this a faux pas that we committed by letting the dog be in the room? Is that like sick?
No, a lot. I don't do that. Like Bo literally will make sure that like refund's normally the one that wants to be in the room, that refunds outside of the room and will shut the door.
Yes.
But I know lots of couples that like don't give a shit. Like their little dog could be on the bed with them. They don't care.
Like, right. Like, well, and Luda would be fine because Luda doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
I just still don't want another energy. I don't need another energy in the room. That just like kind of fucking weirds me out. Whether it's like a dog or I'm surprised I allow the plants in my room to remain. You know, like I just don't want anything else there.
So we're getting it on the second day and he jumps up on the bed and I'm like, oh God. And then all of a sudden I hear like, I'm like,
what's
my God, he is humping. He's joining couple of throuple.
You're lying.
He's joining. Wait.
You're lying.
So I went, Tay, Tay, Tay.
What was he humping?
Okay, so I thought he was like right by Tay's head, either humping her head. That is your blood relative incest. Or I thought that maybe he was humping a pillow.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, Tay, Tay, look behind you. And she turned around and we both looked over and he was vomiting all over the fucking pillows. This dog is so homophobic.
You grossed him out.
Barfing everywhere.
No.
Stassi, I literally fell off the bed. And luckily, the bed's like very low to the ground. But I literally...
No.
It was the most traumatic experience of my entire life.
The way my self-esteem would hit rock bottom... I would really doubt my own sexiness.
Girl, I already think I'm bad at sex, and I don't need this dog to fucking confirm it. He's like, you're so gross having sex. I'm literally vomiting all over your bed. So anyway, yeah. So we're probably not going to have sex anymore.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can't wait to tell Bo that story.
It was genuinely horrific. So that's how I've been doing. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Bull and Branch. Spring hath sprung, and thank you goodness, because I have been freezing. But aside from obviously better weather in spring, I love springtime because that's when I do my best spring cleaning. I empty out my closets of things I don't want to wear anymore. But the best part is if you take things out, you get to bring new things in. And my first stop is always sheets. My bed is my haven. And Bowl and Branch makes the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And the best part, it's all 20% off. Yeah, you heard me. It's their best sale of the entire season. And right now, you got to take advantage because there's nothing better than a good night's sleep. And you'll sleep better right away with Bowl and Branch's buttery soft sheets, their airy blankets, and their cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Literally sleeping in my Bowl and Branch bed, it's like sleeping in a dream. And that's because they are made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins, which is so important. And like I said, they are really buttery soft, but they're super breathable. So they're perfect for the warm months ahead. And the best part, they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. They are loved not just by me, but by millions of sleepers, and they've got over 11,000 reviews. So you know it's the good. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors and in all sizes. So from twin all the way up to California King. So first of all, they're labeled with top and bottom tags, which I really need because I get very confused making my bed. But they really do fit the deepest of mattresses. So my wife has a bad back, but I love our mattress. So we got her like this pad for her side of the bed. But it's significant. Like I was worried like, oh my God, are the sheets going to fit now? They fit beautifully thanks to Bowl and Branch's technology. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during the best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use my promo code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, and use that promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply. See site for details. And now, back to the podcast.
I got microneedled and lasered last week. Okay. So I have to do it 3 times.
Okay.
Once a month, three times.
First of all, you didn't even call me to consult me as I didn't even co-sign this. Where did this whole thing even start from?
I went to go get Botox a couple months ago because Hartford looked at my forehead and said, "Mommy, ouchies."
Oh no.
And that was caught on fucking camera. I was like, I couldn't even believe it. So I went and got Botox. And while I was there, I asked my doctor, I was like, "I feel like I'm getting jowls." You know?
Oh, my fear too.
I feel like I'm getting jowls. And he's like, "Well, you're not." And he's like, "And also, like, even if you are way too young for a facelift." And I was like, "I wouldn't want a face. I'm not like one day, but like,
yeah,
no, not that's now, not like, right. I didn't realize that's how you get rid of it." He's like, "No, like what you need is like, I'm doing Silfirm X is what it's called, and CO2. So he's like, it's microneedling and lasers. And so it produces collagen. It starts producing collagen again.
Oh, which is
so it tightens. Know. It's like it tightens your face, takes years off your face, like that sort of thing. Okay.
Love. Okay.
But you have to do it 3 times, once a month, 3 times. And the recovery is fucking insane. Like when I tell you, like the next day, I look like Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars. Like my face is disfigured.
No.
Like the hills have eyes. Like
no.
One of the monsters from the hills have eyes. Like I'm so weirdly like swollen in weird places and bright fucking red blotchy. Like I'm so ugly. Like I cannot be seen. Okay.
What does Hartford say about it?
Oh, she, funny you should say that. Because she said, "Mommy, ouchie, can you take ouchie off?" I went to go pick her up from school yesterday. And in front of her teachers, she goes, "You took the ouchie off?" And I was like, "No, I just put on makeup." And I looked at the teacher and I was just like, I had shit done. It's like, I'm like, do they think Bo beats me? Like,
oh
why? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh
like,
my God.
I'm like,
that.
She's telling her teachers that mommy has ouchies on her face. You know?
Hartford.
Like, fuck.
Wait, by the way, when she had her sunglasses on the other day, I was like, if you telling her don't drop them in the water, you might as well be saying,
I know,
go drop them in the water.
I thought about that after, but I took them from her. So it was fine. Okay. So I knew that I was going to look disgusting again because I did it last month. But this is the thing. So the day after the microneedling, we were told ahead of time we needed to evacuate our house. Like my street, we had to evacuate our street from 8:30 in the morning to the afternoon because they were replacing the power poles, telephone poles. We live in the hills, so like they have to do it via helicopters, like swarming everywhere. So I guess the fear is like a helicopter could drop it in your house and you die. Do you know what I mean?
That's a pretty strong fear.
Right.
Reasonable.
Okay. So
yes.
But that's the day after my microneedling. I can't be seen. So I literally was like, what am I going to do? A week straight, I'm like, what am I going to fucking do? Do I go and check into a hotel? No, because I can't be seen. I can't go into the lobby. I can't go check in. You know, I'm like, I can't actually, like, do I, like, go over to one of my friend's houses? I don't want to be seen.
Exactly.
Even by a fucking friend. I don't want to. I don't want to have to walk to my car to get in the car to drive to a friend's, even if like I'll let my friends see me, okay? That the car is too risky.
People seeing
me through the window, it's too risky. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be a rebel, and I'm gonna make sure my kids and my family are safe. I was like, Sonia, her nanny, I was like, you can take Messer to your house. Hartford Beau, you take Hartford to school, and I'm gonna hold down the fucking fort here. And if the police come and drag me out by my hair with my fucking weird ass face.
Won't. They'll be like, it's a creature.
It's a creature. So I'm literally like, I told some people that this was my plan and they were like shocked. They literally acted like I was breaking the law. So I'm like, am I breaking the law? Like by staying in the house when like we've been required to evacuate. And like, I really was getting in my head and I was just like, fuck it. I will risk it. So I spent the whole day, like I said them goodbye and I went downstairs, pulled all the curtains closed, hid. It sounded like war was going on outside my house.
No.
Nothing but helicopters the whole time. I had like downloaded like books on my Kindle, shows on my iPad, just in case, I'm assuming the power was going to go off. I was going to be like, you know, like camping in the wild, figuring out how to survive, you know, when I had to
eat. What snacks did you bring?
So funny you should ask. I made sure this big thing was full of water.
Good.
I made some toast because it was early in the morning. I don't like eating big stuff in the morning. So I was like, it's early in the morning. And so I made some toast. I crept downstairs. I stayed there, hid with the curtains closed. And then finally I ran out of water and I'm like, oh no, I have to go back upstairs. And so I crawled.
Like the beast.
Upstairs. If you could have seen me with my fugly face. In like my fugly, dirty sweatpants and sweatshirt, crawling throughout my house so that the people couldn't see me
see
through
you
the
and
windows.
And make you evacuate.
And make me evacuate just so I could get some H2O. No, but like that was my day. And I felt like after it was over, I was like, I survived something.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Like I went against authority.
Yeah.
No, I sat in my fugliness. I crawled around my house like a real beast and I survived it all and everything was fine.
Hashtag brave.
Hashtag brave.
Wait, so, but is the microneedling worth it? I've been kind of wanting to do it.
So this is the thing. My skin is really, really soft right now. Now that it's like, you know, crusted all off for the last 7 days. But you're not supposed to see actual like tightening results for 2 months. So I'm still like a month away from seeing me looking like Hartford's older sister.
Okay, I'm gonna use you as my guinea pig because
for sure, I'll let you know if it's worth it. Yeah.
Because, you know, I was like on the forefront of Botox. I was not on the forefront, but I was not that far behind the start of the Zemp life. So I'm full on ass leaning in to all of these things because the earlier you started, I believe, the less you have to do down the road. You know what I mean?
I think so too. Preventative.
Hell yes. I fully believe in that theory. And I also, I want to be an injectable queen. I don't want to have to go under the knife if I don't have to. So I'm going to try to do this.
I agree. So I will keep you updated on whether I think it's worth it or not.
Please, scale from 1 to 10. How much does it hurt?
So I numbed, I went in early to like sit, like extra early to like sit in numbing cream.
Yes.
Which like, it's so crazy that like, as a mom, I was excited to go sit in the office for 2 hours with numbing cream on my face just because like I got a break. You know?
Man, wait to really like, encourage me to be a mother.
No, but it's like, and I do get breaks. Like, you know, I have a nanny and Hartford is in school. Like I have help. But I mean a break as in like I can't work.
Yeah.
I can't like do things. Like it was 2 hours of my life that I could literally like not have to think about anything.
I can just like sit in the chair and just numb away.
Sit in the chair. Yeah. And I just like brought my iPad and like watched a show.
What show?
You know what I mean? It was nothing you'd like. It was like a BBC like masterpiece, like period piece show.
Girl.
It was called Dark Angel, in case anyone's interested. From 2017, not the Jessica Alba one.
No one's interested.
Ever. Anyway, but yeah, so I numbed my face so much that like while I'm getting it done, mm-hmm. yeah, it kind of hurts, but also even the person doing it, she's like, you have the highest pain tolerance of almost anyone I've ever met. And I'm
my God.
That's because my last birth was so difficult, was so painful. I was like that. I truly believe that's why. Oh. Like, really, I can fucking handle anything.
You can.
I don't flinch. She's like, you don't flinch. She's like, most people have to take a break every 5 minutes. And I'm like, even after the numbing? And she's like, yes. And she's like, you're not even flinching. And I'm like, I am a superhero.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Made in Form. Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Made in Form, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bra, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics that you've ever seen. So M is a collection from Made in Form, which is a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. I'm telling you, you have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. And it's great style that won't break the bank. Plus, they have on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. The Brahmi in Starlight Blue is truly delicious. Such a gorgeous color. And speaking of the Brahmi, I'm obsessed with the Made in Form M Rib Seamless Brahmi. It has great hold, but because it's wireless, it's comfy, personified. I mean, you wear it all day, you forget that you even have it on. And the best part is that M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. You style to your taste, honey. Create looks that serve for all or for none to see. Visit madeinform.com and use code TAYLOR20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's madeinform.com and use code TAYLOR20 for 20% off your first order. Again, visit madeinform.com, use that code TAYLOR20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. And now, back to the podcast. Speaking of, how is my
It hurts
baby?
After, though. Sorry. It hurts after?
Like what? Yeah. Like Advil hurt?
Like the
or
worst...
Like-
Like the worst sunburn you've ever felt in your whole entire life.
For how long?
To me, it was like 24 hours.
Okay, but worth it. Beauty is pain, bitch.
Beauty is pain.
How's my baby? How are both my babies?
Hartford is great. When I tell you that Messer is the happiest, smiliest baby
I can tell
I've actually ever seen. Like it's truly unreal that like anything can make him smile. He smiles all day long. It's so sweet. I'm so glad I talked about this. Like I talked with Beau about this, like on our podcast. Like we're so glad that we had Hartford first because Hartford was harder, was so much harder.
Yes. And I was just going to say that.
Like now it's like, wow, this is nothing. Messer's so easy. I mean, he's been waking up at 5:30 in the morning, which like is not ideal. So sometimes I only get like 5 to 6 hours of sleep. But if that's the worst of it, then like I'll take it. I'm winning.
Yeah, it is. I mean, imagine if you have like a really easy baby first. It's like false advertising. And false then advertising. You have a tough one. You're like, what
you're
the
like, what
fuck?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. Babies, you know?
Yeah,
babies.
I know. I'm just waiting for you. Yeah, the
and
fact that
stop.
Lala got ahead of you guys.
I know.
When you're you guys are the ones that like did it all, and we're like, here, Lala. Yeah. Here's the information on how to go about doing it. And
reached out to us. Is like, what do you do? What are the steps? Like, you guys are the experts, and now she's pregnant, and we still have yet to do that transfer. Well, we're just too busy going to the Ritz and staying in your hotel room. Sorry. Not sorry. Yeah.
No,
how
too
are
busy
you?
Going to St. Bart's and going to the Ritz-Carlton. No, fuck off.
I know. Have you recovered yet?
No, the thing is, though, like, I appreciated all of the shout-outs and tags. It made me feel included, so thank you.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if it was, like, annoying or if it was...
No, it made me feel
homage.
Included.
I want to give respects due.
No, like, I've stayed in that hotel room so many times.
It's like staying in your apartment. That's how it felt.
Yeah. Like, my daughter took her first steps at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston. That sounds so bougie.
We spent our honeymoon on the pullout couch at your apartment at the Ritz-Carlton. They're so amazing there. They love you. They miss you.
I miss them.
I know.
I need to go back.
When can we get you, like, I don't know, to come over to the East Coast?
I feel I foresee, like, the end of summer.
Okay.
I kind of do, even though it's, like, the worst time to go.
No, it's great. Fashion week.
Hot as fuck. Like when it was like your wedding, it was like the hottest time ever. It was so hot and sweaty.
Dabble. Well, that my wedding was ungodly hot. And we also served hot clam chowder.
I couldn't even eat at your wedding because it was so hot.
Well, that's because we also served fucking 90 million degree clam chowder, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. Other things I want to talk about with you because you're the only person that will indulge me in this. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Okay. Mm-hmm. So... we finally, me and Tay, she forced me to watch the special. Like, it's on Disney now, her movie of the concert.
Oh, no, I saw you
the
crying.
Tour. Oh, did
I
she post something?
Crying. No, Taylor sent it to Lo, and Lo was at my house. So she showed me, and I was just like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I cried when I was there in person.
So that's what I wanted to ask you was it that way in person? Was it, like, to that extreme? It was, what is it about her? Like, I cannot stop thinking about her. Every time I do think about her, I start hysterically crying. That's why it took me so long to watch the fucking concert. Because I was like, I can't emotionally cry for 3.5 hours.
I know,
like,
why.
I can't handle it.
I know why. Because you and every other girl who feels this way or boy who feels this way, who cries when they see Taylor Swift and see this, I know the answer. They see themselves in her. I see parts of myself in Taylor Swift, and she's out there doing it.
Right.
It's like, I'm not trying to be a singer. So, like, that's not the point. It's like, she's out there making her dreams come true and being so vulnerable and, like, just owning who she is and being, like, open and authentic and like, saying, this is who I am. And you guys, oh my God, and you're loving it. It's like, it's a Cinderella story. You
it
know
really
what I mean?
Is.
I think that's why.
For me, I think the first thing is that, like, I know what it feels like to have people want bad things for you. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like for her, that was Kim and Kanye. It just was. And, like, less Kim. I think Kim probably now was like, oh, fuck, I got really roped into that one. But, like, Kanye, I mean, Kanye was so big for so long. I can imagine her feeling like if people are picking teams, and plus Kanye's fans are, I mean, they're next level intense. So I'm sure she really felt like the world hated her. So to go from that, and I know it's crazy because she's so famous and she is so powerful and, you know, she has been for so long and she has so many accolades, but I deeply feel like she, in her mind at least, she really felt like she was over, she was like a loser, nobody liked her, they thought she was a liar, and then for her to go from so low, regardless if it was in her head or not, to now, like, knowing that she's, like, the fucking tits, it's like there is no better revenge than living well. There's she's living the wellest.
Yes, it's like it's the most Cinderella-y story ever, where it's just like, and then just on a human level, you can relate to certain parts of her story. And so, and I think everyone can, and that's why she's so open and honest about her journey and who she is.
That's
why
thing.
When we see her succeed and we see her doing it, we feel emotional. Like when I watch Kim Kardashian succeeding at things, I don't really get that emotional because she's just kind of just so tough, businessy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like she's not pouring her heart out to us.
And her
the
soul,
way that Taylor
giving
Swift
us everything.
Yeah.
And then also the way, were you at the concert, like, nonstop Googling what each song was about. Cause I was like, also the difference is when you watch at home, you get to look at the lyrics. I'm not the kind of Swiftie where I know every single song and every single lyric to every single song. So reading the lyrics is wild. Like I was like, whoa, this is like a whole new experience with these songs. And like, I was like, is this about Connor Kennedy? Is this about John Mayer? Like the way I could not stop searching. Like I was like, I need to know everything, which is such a violation of privacy. And also there's a world in which she could have like written this part about this date. She could have written something about somebody she dated in high school that we'll never know. But, yeah. Oh my God.
That's not me. I don't fall down that Taylor Swift hole. Oh, like so I do.
You're not a loser.
No, I do that with like historical drama movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like I watched Napoleon and it took me 8 hours to watch Napoleon because I had to learn everything on Wikipedia about fucking Napoleon. You know what I mean?
But the difference is you're actually fact checking. I'm just like reading like gossip sites. I'm like reading. I reduce myself. Don't hate me.
Yeah.
I reduce myself to Reddit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Dark.
All right. Okay.
I'm ashamed. I can't even look you in the face right now.
Help me. I'm scared.
But then also like, so her and Travis are on a much over, a long overdue vacation. The way I'm just like so happy for them all the time. I said to Tay at the end of, first of all, I cannot fucking wait for the new album with songs about even Matt Healy. Like, let's explore that. And then songs about Travis. Like, ugh, I could die. And then also, I never fangirl like this. I never geek out like this. But like, I'm so excited for them to get engaged. I'm so excited.
No, I know. Me too. I just love that she was in this like sexy bathing suit with him. Like, you know, he makes her feel
yes.
confident and great about herself because yes. you can just see it in a bathing suit choice. Like the way she used to just like fully cover up and wear like high waisted things and just like not try and be like sexy or whatever when she was with everyone else.
Yep.
It's like no one made her feel the way Travis makes her feel. And like, I'm so into just, I'm reading into the bathing suit choice, like 100%.
What do you think they talk about? That's all I can think about. I'm obsessed. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah, I want to know this too, because the fact that he commented on Love is Blind.
Dead. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Chelsea.
I was like, oh wow. Does Taylor watch Love is Blind? Are they watching it together? Yeah, they absolutely are. He is not watching it on his own.
No, exactly.
He's not watching it on his own.
Like, she is the one that got him into Love is Blind.
So she is a normal girly.
Yeah.
I think they just talk about normal fucking shit. I think he brings out the normalcy in her. Like, it's impossible for her to ever be normal because she is one of the most famous people in the world and so right. successful and has so much money and can literally do whatever she wants. So, like, it's... And everyone knows who she is. So like it's impossible to be normal. Like, but I think with him, she's as close to normal as she possibly can get.
Do you think she's like a total dork? I do. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I mean, it's like endearing. Like it makes me love her even more.
100%. Yes.
Do you think he's a total dork?
I do. I actually like think that. Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
I think they both just like kind of like lean into like the simple things that make them happy.
What do you think? This is so perverse, but what do you, I can't stop. What do you think their sex life is like? I'm dying to know.
Oh, I think they're having sex all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Like I just like, you know, the beginning of a relationship, the first year, you're like literally all the time. Especially because they go through stretches where they can't see each other for a while. And so they get to like have all of these, like all this reuniting and like, there's nothing like reuniting. You know what I mean? It's like the best feeling in the world.
You think she's a top or a bottom? You know what I mean?
I think she's both. I think she does it all.
She's versatile.
I think she does it all. I think he's like helping her explore this side of her. Because she feels comfortable with him. And it's because of the bathing suit.
I know. I'm just so uncomfortable with how much I think about them. I can't stop. It makes me feel
weird.
That
you're thinking so much about them having sex. That is fucking
I wanted to make it stop. You know, I bet it's not happened to them. I bet a dog's not barfing on them in the middle of sex.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it. I feel like that could happen. I feel like they're just, you know, I think they're just two regular kids in love. With a dog barking while they bang it out.
Oh,
do you think they vape?
No, well, they definitely don't have a dog doing it. It's a cat,
Yeah.
Do you think they vape? Hilarious. Yes.
I like desperately want to see a photo of Taylor Swift vaping. R.I.P. the vape. R.I.P. the vape
is right. Yep.
Yeah.
That
I tried it the
failed.
Other day. I tried it. Someone had one and I tried it the other day and I was just like, those were the days.
I know.
That ship has sailed.
They were the glory days. I mean, us on tour, just literally being vapes.
Like, we were human vapes. Like, it's insane.
You remember our tour guide was like, I'm concerned. We were like, shut up, Gary. Go play banjo. Yeah. I mean, literally, it was. Yeah. And the way you're just so controlled by a computer, that yeah. blows smoke.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, is there anything more like, I felt like a monkey. You know what I mean? Just like in a lab, like being tested.
I know.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. If there's one thing my friends and I love on the weekend, and honestly during the week, if I'm being honest, who's kidding? It's having an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors, they're more dull than this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They gave us nothing. But that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. They're keeping it fun, baby. Truly believes that life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. And that's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry, and new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, which I love, it's got a little something for everybody. Bring it to wine night. Bring it to book club. Bring it to the gym. Okay, don't bring it to the gym, but you get what I'm saying. With this new party pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, just go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer, Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now, back to the podcast. The days are gone, no longer.
No, I can't. I have to worry about my health because I have to stay alive for my children. I also could never have my children catch me doing that. Like, I can't. It's done. I wish I was one of those people that could just like do it every once in a while. Like when I'm out at a
restaurant.
That's
not how vape works, girl.
It's not. It's like once just that little one thing that I did the other day, that one little hit the other day that I did. I was like, I could literally see this turning into a thing again. Like, don't give this to me again. Like,
I do not vape at all. I'm completely, completely off vape. But you know, I was in St. Bart's, and when you're in France, you're allowed to smoke cigarettes. It's like a loophole.
No, for real though.
For
like,
real.
When Bo and I go to Europe, when yes. we didn't have the vape, like yes. one of the times we were vapers, and that was so embarrassing because that actually is fucking embarrassing to vape in Europe. Like, literally, they look at you
so
like
American.
It's so American and losery. It's loser energy to the nth degree. Okay, like we're just like sitting around while everybody else is just like smoking and drinking like espressos and shit, and we're just like we're vaping with our Aperol spritzes. Like, shoot me, okay. But before the vape, when we would go to Europe, we would like once or twice a day, we would have cigarettes and feel so fucking cool.
So cool, but it's only cool kids in Europe.
In Europe, not here.
It's not cool no. in America. It's gross in America.
In fact, like I don't even like it at all. Like even like I don't like it, but it's just about something about being in Europe and watching all the other people do it that you're like, I just want to feel like it makes me feel like nostalgic, like I'm back in time. Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
back in the olden days when like no one knew that smoking was bad.
Exactly. Like everybody is like men in black to themselves.
Yes. And like and people were glamorous. People dressed up. People like had cases, gold cases for their
cigarettes.
Yeah. Like it reminds me of that.
And like gorgeous ashtrays that were like centerpieces.
Yeah. Not us like promoting smoking right now. Is that what we're doing?
No, we're not. Cause it's gross
no,
in America.
Cause I don't smoke. So there's that.
But so when I was getting off vape, I don't think I've talked about this before. When I was getting off vape, I used cigarettes to get off vape.
Okay. Well, when I did smoke cigarettes back in the day,
yes.
Like on Vanderpump Rules 10 years ago, yes. I switched to gross cigarettes to help me quit smoking. So it makes sense. It's yes. like, you know what I mean? Like I used to be a Camel Crush girly. Okay.
Oh, woof.
Camel. Oh my God. Yeah. Those were the days. And then I switched to American Spirit in order to help me quit because American Spirit is so fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Bad. It's terrible. So God, but no, nothing's grosser than Newports. Like if you smoke Newports, I straight up judge you to filth.
I don't think, have I ever tried that? I don't know.
I actually haven't even. That's how disgusting I think Newports are.
Okay.
Parliaments are for like club sluts.
Okay. Wait. Oh my God. I didn't know this. I've only tried those two.
This is my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Camel Crushes are for hippies turned naughty. Okay.
I've never been a hippie.
Camels are for hippies. I learned in college. Marlboro Lights are for like, you know, your average just cool girl.
Okay, well, no, Marlboro Lights, they had the menthol ones. I would, those two.
Girl,
I
fucked with those. Get out of here with your menthols.
I just liked the cold feeling back in the day. That's
the
what it was, right?
The feeling of just fiberglass just, you know, settling in your body.
This is horrible. And I will never forget the moment that I started smoking. I will never forget it because I was always
so... Tell your story.
So anti-smoking. Like growing up, my mom and my parents instilled that in me. Like in high school, you could not have tempted me. Like anytime I was offered it, I declined. It wasn't even a question. Then I start working at Sir. I become friends with Katie and Kristen.
Fucking Katie made you smoke Camel
Crushes. We go on a road trip.
No, sorry, not Katie. Kristen.
We go on a road trip, us three. To Park City. This is before Vanderpump Rules. We go on a road trip to Park City and I was constipated. Okay.
That'll do it.
And we were stopped in a casino. Like I think we stopped in Vegas on the way there. And they were like, if you want to poop, you should just smoke a cigarette. And I'm like, no, I'm like completely anti-smoking. I've been like that my whole life. No. And they're like, it will make you poop. Like you are in pain. And I'm like,
right. We literally okay, I'm doing are this helping for the poop. You.
Yes, like I'm doing this for the poop. And then I never stopped.
Yep. I know.
And I didn't stop until I stopped. I think I smoked for like 5 years. Four or five years.
And,
really?
And I'm a fucking lesbian.
That's
what
lame.
A waste of my life.
That's so
I was
lame.
Working at a bakery in high school. Actually, that's a lie. I know the first time I smoked a cigarette. Oh, no, it was him. It was him, and we were at a party, and he was like, you smoke cigarettes? And I was like, you know it. You know it. And he gave me one. Taylor. And I was like, you know, because they're disgusting.
Yeah.
And then, but I wanted to be cool. And then I can't believe I'm telling a story. It tastes but I'm going to cut this out. And then I remember I went to West Virginia for Habitat for Humanity. Because we were like building roofs and stuff for people who were underprivileged, yes.
Yes.
And we were all staying together at this like, at like schools on sleeping bags on the floor. And so after we'd spent all like day building roofs and eating like fucking bologna sandwiches, we would like, some of us would like sneak away and go to this fucking payphone. And like we would split like one cigarette between like seven people. And Kate Bosworth was there. And I wanted
always
to be friends
comes
with
back
her.
To Kate. Always comes back.
And so
to
I was
Bosworth.
Like, I smoke cigarettes again.
Oh my
such
gosh.
A loser. I'm such a loser. So anyway, so I quit vaping, but I had quit smoking for like a while. And then I randomly got into vaping. I was like done. So stupid. So anyway, I quit with a cigarette. But when I was in my quitting with a cigarette phase, the thing is, the reason I say I quit vaping with a cigarette is because cigarette smoking, especially in America, it's mortifying. Like I feel dirty and smelly and embarrassed and shamed and judged. So it's like the craving comes and just saying to myself, you're allowed. Like, see, that's the thing with a vape. It's sneaky and underhanded and conniving. And I love those qualities. I want to be that. I'm bad, you know? So, like, I'm, like, in the closet. Like,
Slytherin.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with a cigarette. So I told myself I'm allowed in my brain. Because if I don't say I'm allowed in my brain, I'm going to keep buying vapes and never be able to break this habit. So I'd have, like, an emergency stash of cigarettes. And then I'd be like, I don't fucking want to. Like, yuck. So I was at my sister and brother-in-law's and I was like, I need to vape, but I can't. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. So I smoked a cigarette and my nephew came downstairs. he might as well have seen me and Taylor having sex in the corner. He was so horrified. He was like, smoking. And I was like,
I love that.
He'll never love me again.
I love that that's their response. No, I hope that
it was like
everywhere.
He saw me in the corner, like stabbing like a bunny rabbit to death. It was like, yeah. He was horrified, disgusted, full of judgment, and no more love for me. And I was like, wow, I can never fucking do that again. It worked like a charm. So,
wow. That's such good news for parents everywhere, though.
Yeah.
That, like, that's what kids, their opinions on smoking is. So, like, that makes me feel better.
And
that,
then, like, they go smoke computers. So, you know what? Just everybody lived here. Go smoke a battery. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Good point.
Anyway. Well, I did not have that on my bingo card, that conversation, but here we are.
No.
Living our authentic lives.
Telling our stories. Making it about us.
Go check out Stassi's new podcast. It's just called
Stassi. Go listen to Stassi.
Go listen. Do you listen to Stassi?
Stassi,
ugh, I die for her. I listen to Stassi all the time. Yeah. When does Stassi come out? Same time, same week, same day?
Wednesdays. That same all that.
Wednesdays
for Stassi. Same all that. And if you want to watch it, you can go to patreon.com/Stassi.
I love that. I'm obsessed with that. And then also, guys, officially on Dear Media, but Loki has been for like a while.
But like, here I am, world. Dear Media.
Oh, I love it so much. Stassi, I love you.
Love you too. We'll start planning your photo shoot.
Let's do it. I'm so here for it. This is like the perfect reason to get my ass out to LA. And I really, like, now I'm excited about it. Before I was nervous about it, but now I'm fucking psyched.
We'll figure something out. Let's do something that hasn't been done before.
Please. Okay. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
You guys, that is it for us. Make sure to follow Stassi at Stassi Schroeder on the gram. Don't forget, she has a new podcast called Stassi. So make sure to subscribe and listen every Wednesday. Don't forget, I always say it, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.